about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to the bunker, as my name is Snarf Dude.
And that makes me Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and, oh, yes, you're delightfully weird hosts.
Well, you're weird. I'm just unusual.
All my years as being a used car salesman many years ago have prepared me for this moment. Right, Daffodil?
I literally don't know what you mean by that one.
Well, come on, you gotta put on the smiley face and everything is happy, and this car was never rode off a cliff at all. And even if it was, we'll give it to you at a discount. And you can drive it away. Well, you may be not able to drive it away. You could take it to the garage and spend a few thousand dollars to fix it, but you know, hey, you got a great deal. So there we go. That's what I used to do many, many years ago. I lasted all of,
one day.
No, actually, it was only 2 weeks. But you know what? I learned a lot. And that's how I apply this to the show every week. Everything's so happy and, gosh darn it, I'm bouncing off the floor.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you talk about the music a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We've got Cletus T. Judd we're profiling on the show this week. You don't know who he is? We're going to tell you. That's right. And on top of that, oh boy, we're really heading down the country stereotypes this week. And the why do you want to play that?
The Ballad of the Hotel Waitress.
But we're starting off
with, oh yeah, Jerry Murad's Harmonicats. Thank you. And some classic 60s songs done by harmonica people. We've got Get Off My Cloud shortly. But starting off with, oh gosh, how many versions of this is out there?
Too many.
Yesterday.
On
right?
Cheese, Please.
Thank you. cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
With Jerry Marotz, Harmonicats, and Hey You Get Off My Harmonica. No, Hey You Get Off My Cloud, made famous by the Rolling Stones. And Jerry Marotz, Harmonicats, proving they can be into the now sound of the 60s as well. Before that, we had them doing the Beatles' Yesterday.
Because everybody does that at least once.
Oh, man. I remember we found even a banjo version of that song.
Yes.
It's just amazing what's out there. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Def Dylan. You are listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to parody. No, we're going to...
play the parody.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to profile. That's the P word I was trying to think of.
Profile the parody guy by the name of Cletus T. Judd.
Yes.
You have some information on him.
I have a little bit of information on him. His style is considered to be kind of like the Weird Al Yankovic of country music.
Really?
A lot of his albums have original songs, but he also does parody songs of hot country songs.
Ah, that makes sense.
He has one called My Cellmate Thinks I'm Sexy, which is a parody of Kenny Chesney's She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
Okay, yeah, okay. What else can you tell me about him?
He spent a lot of time as a radio DJ at different stations across the country.
Radio?
He did a lot of morning shows.
Radio? What's
really?
Radio?
Really?
Radio. Ooh, yeah.
So and he actually retired in 2015.
Okay.
Started doing house remodeling.
Really?
And then he was inspired by Ray Stevens to go back to doing music in 2018.
Okay. Did he ever get on HGTV? Everyone else seems to be creating a show into...
Don't know, but we should probably play some of the music.
Yes, yes. Shortly you'll hear Wife Nagging. But we're starting off with Goodbye, Squirrel. Cletus T. Judd on...
Cheese, Please.
And Harold Mumford were outdoorsmen, set in our backwoods ways. Both members of the hunting club, both active in the NRA.
National Redneck Association.
We scouted a location where we had no doubt we'd kill the biggest buck in the world.
That's about 34 pointer.
Harold waited in his tree stand, but all he seen was a squirrel. Two weeks since the season started, and neither one of us was amused. We had on real tree camo, high-powered ammo, but no big game to shoot. Then we finally saw a deer as big as a horse. Harold had him in his crosshairs.
Shoot him!
But that squirrel jumped off a branch above us and landed in Harold's hair. The stand on his head, he landed like a wimp. He lay there and cried till I climbed on down, picked him up off the ground, and it didn't take us long to decide that squirrel had to die. Surplus store, bought a keg of dynamite, two baseball bats, and a case of M80s. We were in for one heck of a fight.
We'll show you.
When you're hunting with Dumb and Dumber, something surely bound to go wrong.
Now be careful.
And when Harold lit that real short fuse, I knew it wouldn't be long. Harold's foot dead too, and fingers begin to fly. We were barely alive when the game warden arrived, and much to our surprise, that squirrel didn't die.
Gosh!
Goodbye, squirrel.
Just one more shot.
You'll be in my crock pot, squirrel.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that 5th assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, Please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
She bosses me round dang near all of the time. She may be my her big behind, no matter how much she whines. Now,
condition. It's the only cure for my mental condition. One of these days I'm gonna send her a packing. I'm sick and tired of my wife nagging. Feels like forever since I've seen any action. I'm sick and tired of my wife nagging. I forgot our anniversary and I'm really sorry.
You sure it's today? I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, she's gonna kill me. Oh, honey, please don't kill me. Divorce court, let's make reservation. Maybe then I'll get some rest and relaxation. For now, the neighbor's couch is where I'll be crashing. I'll stay away from my wife's nagging. I may be overweight, but at least my breast ain't a sagging. I'm sick and tired of my wife nagging.
Keith, please. Oh, man, he's intense on that one, isn't he?
Just a little bit.
Wife nagging. And before that, goodbye, squirrel. On the show this week, we're profiling Cletus T. Judd. Funny dude, tell them what the song is, Daffodil.
How do you milk a cow?
Yeah. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
Southern Californian, but I've got some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line. So this summer, just for fun, hopped in my DeLorean and headed for my uncle's farm for a short time. I thought that I would be hunting and fishing. I misunderstood him somehow. So far, there's nothing but chores here to mention. I didn't mind feeding the sows. But how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I wasn't in FFA. This cow must think I'm crazy up under it this way. I'm sitting here pulling, but there ain't nothing coming out. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow? But these farmers all make fun of me. Can't haul much hay in a tiny sports car. So I got myself a four-wheel drive. Learned to spotlight deer at night. And I've got shearing sleep right down to an art. One thing's for sure, I hate shoveling manure. It gets all over my overalls. Them horses need shoeing. I hear Bessie mooing. So I thought maybe I'd ask you all, how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I think it's safe to say a man could get arrested for this in L.A. This heifer must be empty, cause she ain't putting out. Oh, me-I-I-O, tell me, how do you milk a cow?
This song is absolute.
Cow. please. How do you milk a cow? Cletus T. Judd, you hear that at the end? A little bit of a tribute to Green Acres.
Of course, because he was talking about the derriere.
There you go. And that's a parody of something, right?
Yes, it is. It's a parody of How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Ah, there we go. Before that, we had Wife Nagin. That was intense. And Goodbye Squirrel as we end off our profile of Cletus T. Judd.
Yes, and I have a comment.
What?
You really notice the difference in his style. When he first started, he was really parodying country music in general and
right.
singing badly.
Okay.
But when he gets to the point of the How Do You Milk a Cow, he's actually singing well.
Yeah, he is. And he's got some top Nashville musicians behind him there.
He even had one song that made it up to 48 on the Hot Country chart.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was?
See, I don't know what it was. I just know he had one.
Well, fine. Well, you can go out and Google it. That's all I can say.
It was called I Love NASCAR. Toby Keith parody of I Love This Bar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Back on track. My name is...
You're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil. And what are we going to do now?
I said I was on track and I got tongue-tied. I'm sorry. But it's time to do this.
For something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Honest, I am a professional radio pronouncer. I pronounce the word radio. After that, all bets are off.
Yep. And the words come out, they don't always come out right.
Yes, we got Roy McCall and the Ballad of the Hotel Waitress. Why we want to play it? Well, it seems...
Yeah, why not?
It seems appropriate off Cletus T. Judd. On?
Cheese, please.
I was passing through Toronto. No job I did belong to. When I stopped into a hotel just to pass the time of day. There a waiter came before me and told me a sad story about a waitress he once knew before disaster came her way. Oh, she came up to the city, and it surely was a pity, 'cause she never had a nickel or a decent place to stay. She landed in Toronto with no one to lean on to, and became a hotel waitress, or so the barmen say. Now the city isn't funny when you're running short on money. If you haven't got the nerve to ask for help, then stay away. She was awfully cold and lonely when a waiter they called Tony took her in and gave her shelter, or so the people say. It was early in November, oh how well I can remember, when she bought an airplane ticket on a flight out to L.A. But fate somehow had planned it, the plane it never landed, it crashed into a mountain, or so the papers say. She had saved a bit of money, and it struck me kind of funny, her next of kin arrived here and claimed it all today. If they cared, they never showed it, and thank God she'll never know it, or they wouldn't spend a dime to buy a flower for her grave. Do 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 do.
Keys Please with Roy McCall and the Ballad of the Hotel Waitress. And why would you want to play that on the show this week?
It's kind of got a Canadian flavor.
Yes, yes, a Canadian flavor, eh? Is there like a Mountie in there somewhere?
No, I think they mentioned Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, yes. There's no other city in Canada but Toronto, I remember that. You know, Daffodil, I really want to play that record backwards.
Why, because then the plane doesn't crash?
Exactly. You know, that's the one country song you do want to play backwards.
Well, there's a few you want to play backwards. The ones where the wife leaves and the dog leaves and the truck breaks down, you play them backwards and everything gets better.
Yes, I know, but that one, we wouldn't have a plane crash and people wouldn't die.
Okay.
Well, they're not really dead. They're, you know, in the song, of course.
Just want to point that out. I don't want to get people too upset when they're listening to our show this week.
No, it's not a true story.
Yes,
yes. It's just a musical story.
Yes. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of this week's Tornado on the Radio.
Oh, man, already? I was just getting on my fourth cup of coffee. You know?
True.
Did I ever tell you how many cups of coffee I drank when I was a used car salesman?
I believe that was how many pots of coffee you drank when you were a used car salesman.
It was about a pot and a half. It worked out to about like 32 cups for a day.
32 cups would be... four pots.
Don't spock me, please.
Four pots.
Oh, statistics. I don't remember. It was a pot at least, okay?
Fair enough.
Let's hope... Okay, you know the formalities. I got to open it up, the beep goes, and everything goes crazy. And we got the paper here. And we're going to play Buddy Ray, and I'm going to find me a planet out in space.
So Buddy Ray was the Richard Branson or the other guy?
Yeah.
Trying to build his own rocket ship?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Until next week, folks.
Join us next week for more shenanigans and fun and frolic.
The guy that owns Amazon, right?
Not the guy. Well, yeah, him too.
Bezos. There we go. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
I'm gonna find me a planet out in space to get away from the human race. There's this toil and greed, there's pain, war, and famine, and trouble down there. But soon there'll be sunshine and flowers that never die. A new kind of people with smiling faces, and they won't ever know what it means to cry. I'm gonna find me a planet out in space, and I'm gonna live on that planet out in space.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.